I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, it's hard to let go of the idea of summer, especially with how warm our weather has been. But here we are looking toward the end of September, and it's time for the fall run. For folks who may not know, tell us a little about the fall run and what does it mean?
Well, the fall run is a time of year that fishermen get very excited. It really is talking in terms of the striped bass migration. That's kind of the main idea behind the fall run. And so striped bass spend the winter down south off of Virginia and North Carolina. They come back to us in the spring. They stick it out through the summer, but often during the summer the water gets warm, the fishing can get a little slow. And then in the fall run, they start to make that migration back south, and we actually see an uptick in the fishing activity, and that's what gets fishermen so excited.
What are some of the elements that play into this? Why are the fish moving up and down? This is about water temperature?
Water temperature plays a big role. Striped bass prefer water that's at least about 50 degrees, so that's why they won't stick around here as the water starts to get cool. But they're most active, I would say, probably in that 50 to 65 degree range. So as the water gets cooler, before they start to take off, but when it gets comfortable for them in our area, they get very active. They start to feed heavily. Some folks say that they sense the fact that they're migrating, and then they're trying to build up their calories for that long swim. And then you also have all of the bait fish that have been growing up all summer. They've been hiding in the back of harbors and estuaries. Well, as it starts to get cold for them, they have to move out. Now they're forced out along the beaches and into the water, and all those hungry striped bass are waiting for them.
It's easy to imagine all those bait fish creating more activity for bigger fish, and the fall run isn't really only just about striped bass.
No, it isn't. You have this uptick in the amount of bait fish. You have cooling water that gets fish active. It's a time of year when false albacore are often around in Cape Cod waters. You also have bluefish as well, and all of these fish join in together, and it's when you start to see what fishermen call blitzes or feeding frenzies, where these game fish are chasing bait fish to the surface. You see splashes in white water and often birds diving from above. It can be very exciting for fishermen because it usually means great action and very fast fishing.
It can be exciting, but it can also be a challenge.
Yeah, so the challenge is that these fish are on the move. What can be a very good spot one day can be totally devoid of fish the next. It's tough to predict, but generally the fish are moving from north to south. So, for example, you'll have great fishing in Cape Cod Bay for a few days, and then as Buzzards Bay starts to cool down, we'll see fish move through and suddenly a good bite in Buzzards Bay, and then it could keep moving south, perhaps a good bite in Woods Hole the next day, until finally it gets to be just too late in the fall and a little too cold, and eventually it just peters out.
Let's talk about this weekend. What should we be looking for as we head out?
Well, this weekend we've seen some really good activity, fall run type activity happening in the Cape Cod Canal and also in Upper Buzzards Bay. And I think that's like we're talking about. Buzzards Bay has been too warm for the most part for striped bass. Now it's cooling. There's a lot of bait. So we're seeing that activity. The albie action, the false albacore, has been excellent, but that's been moving around as well. Seems to have really shifted from the Woods Hole Falmouth area, has moved out a little further east toward Hyannis and Harwich, and also into Upper Buzzards Bay and the west end of the canal. But all in all, if you get out on the water right now, keep an eye out, move around a lot, cover some water, and you should be able to find some good action.
There's one more thing happening this weekend, Kevin. It's a chance for a lot of fishermen to come together and celebrate the season. Tell us about Striper Fest.
Striper Fest is Saturday the 24th, held right on Falmouth Harbor, starts at noon. And it's a big party for the most part. It is also an award ceremony for our Striper Cup tournament, but the main point is just to get together. We have food, we have live music and drinks, and lots of displays for fishermen. You can take a demo boat ride. You can check out all of the fishing tackle that will be on display, win some good prizes, but mostly hang out and talk about fishing.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.